Man, I'm not ready. Hold on. Welcome in! Latest edition of the Power Rankings. Hope you guys brought your booze, because you know I did. Let me know if you can hear me. Let me know if you can see me. I literally never do know. But man, what a weekend here in the SEC. Chaos. Chaos ensued. Could have been better if Texas held up their end of the bargain. Of course, they never do when you count them. Not against an elite team. Maybe against the Kentuckys and Mississippi States of the world they can win. But against mighty Georgia, I think not. All right, let's get into it here. Enough of this shenanigans. Latest power rankings. Breaking it down, as if you're new here, very simple metric. Team A meets Team B on a neutral field. Who am I taking to win the game? That's the only thing that matters here. So let's go week 13, unlucky 13. Arkansas! God, you found a new way to shit the bed. Should have beat LSU. Goal line stuff, that was tough. Oh, buddy. I don't want to talk Arkansas. They're too depressing. Next, 15, Florida. You got up off the mat. You gave Ole Miss all they can handle in the audition for your new coach, Lane Kiffin. You came up just short. But, hey, I'm going to give the Gator fans that were attending, those sickos. I mean, they were going to Lane Kiffin's son's high school game. They were chanting. They were clapping for old Lane. And the team balled out because they knew this was an open tryout for old Lane Kiffin. Shout out them Gators. You're 15. You're not. I thought about moving Florida up because they didn't quit. But I didn't. 14, Mississippi State. I think he may have quit. Kicking field goals down 25 with 5 minutes left. I don't know. Mississippi State. You're dead to me. Next, South Carolina. Oh, God. I think I even moved Carolina up, but I don't know what to do with them. You were whooping A&M's ass. You got your ass whooped in the second half. Biggest collapse that I can recall in a Southeastern Conference game this late in the season. Man, oh, man. And I'm still not out on Beamer. I know that was god-awful, but we got to give him credit for at least fielding the team capable of taking that lead, right? So he's half amazing, half should be fired. So I don't know where that puts him. I think that just puts him right back where I thought he was, like an average-ass coach. So Carolina, I feel just horrible for your fans. But you're unlucky 13. I think that's perfect for you. LSU, number 12. You didn't quit. There was a lot of quit in that team, at least it looked like early in the game. You found a way. Shout out Frank Wilson. Garrett Nussmeier didn't play. Michael Van Buren, I don't think he's the answer here, but at least you won the game. You stuffed Arkansas on the goal line. That was a huge play in the game. Shout out LSU and your crazy governor. You're number 12. Auburn, 11. I think I may have moved them up too, but that was more about the teams above you falling. So who cares about Auburn? They were on a bye. Let's move up to Kentucky. Of all the impressive wins this weekend, were any more impressive than Kentucky beating Tennessee Tech? I mean, before you say, what the hell? How much you been drinking? Not that much, to be honest with you. But Tennessee Tech was undefeated, and Kentucky whooped their ass. So I'm going to give Kentucky their due. I had them behind Auburn last week. I still feel like Auburn maybe on a neutral field beats them, but I'm going to give credit where credit's due. You beat a 10-0 team. Auburn didn't do shit this week. Kentucky, you're getting your due. You're moving up. Tennessee, 9, I think at the same position as last week. Did nothing to truly impress me against New Mexico State. Except kick Boo Carter off the team. That was pretty cool. yeah, I don't know. That New Mexico State, who gives a shit? Missouri, number 8, no quit. And Eli Drinkwitz and company, Ahmad Hardy still rushing on Mississippi State's ass. They said on the broadcast that Ahmad Hardy, I don't know what he finished with. Someone let us know in the comments. But he had the most rushing yards of any player in FBS in a single game this entire season. So, of course, he still leads the country in rushing yards. He's a beast, and we're doing this. We're forcing turnovers. Zoller's looked a little bit better. Shout out Missouri. They're going to be a spoiler here for Oklahoma next week. Interesting little matchup now that Missouri's still got some fight in them. And Bo Prabula could be back. He was warming up. No boot, nothing. He was out there throwing passes in the pregame. So there's a shot. Bo Prabula is back. Spoiler again. Vanderbilt number 7 on a bye, so I'm not going to talk about him. Mighty Texas, mighty no more. Texas number 6. You know, they looked pretty good, but not nearly good enough, of course. Texas, not eliminated. Not eliminated from the college football playoff, believe it or not. They still only have 2 conference losses, but they look like they're fading a little bit. You know, they gave their best shot to Georgia, and it was not even close to being good enough. So I'm not out on Texas. Defense was pretty good, but even they kind of caved in the second half, and shout out Kirby for that onside kick. I mean, what a damn call that was. And Sarkisian, he is who we thought he was, a fraudulent elite coach. He'll beat average-ass teams. He won't beat a good team. He beat Nick Saban 1 time. He's basically Hugh Freeze now. He can claim he beat Nick Saban once, and he's God's gift to football. He ain't that. He's an average-ass coach with an elite roster who's probably a top 2 or 3 NIL roster in the country, and he's probably going to lose 4 games. That's Steve Sarkisian for you. All right, number 5, Alabama. Big tumble down the rankings. In some regard, you dominated Oklahoma, but you got dominated on the scoreboard in the end. So who in the hell cares how much yards you put up or how well you moved it, you know, in between the 20s, because you couldn't cash it in the red zone. You kept turning the ball over. And quite honestly, Alabama's not looked right the last couple weeks, and it finally kept up and bit their ass. And if they lose to Auburn at Auburn, which could happen, they play like they did like this at Auburn, they're going to lose again. They're not making the playoffs. So Alabama, you're not dead to me yet, but you're on life support as we go into the final weeks of the season. Alabama, you're number 5. Oklahoma, you're number 4. Right back in the conversation. Huge game next week with Missouri and then LSU after that. You win those games, of course, you're going to punch your ticket to the college football playoff, and who knows, there could be chaos around you. I mean, we could be looking at Oklahoma hosting a playoff game. Hell, they may already be there. So, I mean, this defense legit, game wreckers, won you the Tennessee game, won you the Alabama game, and they didn't even have R. Mason Thomas, arguably their best defensive player. So they could be even getting even better as the season winds down. And John Mateer, they kept calling him mid-tier. He looked pretty damn good. You know, not phenomenal, but he made the plays that needed to be made to beat Alabama on the road. Snapped the nation's longest winning streak. So at home winning streak, I should say. Credit to Oklahoma. You're number 4. Ole Miss, number 3. Took care of business, a little sloppy. I think all the Lane Kiffin drama got to them Ole Miss Rebels. Chambliss, I don't know what to make of him. Half the time he looks amazing. Half the time he's missing plays that should be there. But Kewon Lacy's absolute beast mode. If Ahmad Hardy wasn't around, Kewon Lacy would be the best running back in the country. And Lacy's probably, you know, not far off number 2. Isn't it pretty interesting he was at Missouri too? So, I mean, it's pretty wild. And man, what a team this is. This was supposed to be a rebuild. They've rebuilt their ass into a college football playoff contender. Shout out Lane Kiffin, who allegedly is taking the Florida job tomorrow. I don't believe that. But Florida people think he's taking it tomorrow for some damn reason, which would be pretty damn wild. Maybe I'll eat my words here, but that would be wild as hell. How about them dogs giving you the number 2 seed? And really, we could put Georgia number 1 after A&M. Hey, they made this amazing comeback, right? It was awesome. It's historic. But you still almost lost to shitty South Carolina. So an argument could be made for Georgia to be in the number one team in the SEC power rankings, maybe the number one team in the country. But I'm giving that edge to Texas A&M. Right now, it's looking like A&M and Georgia in the SEC championship game. What a damn game that would be. Still a lot to be determined. Shout out Mike Elko and company for the fight they showed. Same deal with Kirby and the boys. With the man, we got Elko and his massive nutsack with the fake punt last week. This week we had the onside kick from Kirby and his massive nutsack there. We are one loss away from Texas 8-4 being officially transferred to Austin. And if A&M beats Texas like they should here in a couple weeks, we will forever, the rest of the offseason, we will call the Longhorns Texas 8-4. That's my vow to you on this program. So, all day Trey, we appreciate you, buddy, with the 5 memberships. Maximus, we appreciate you too. And the legend, JR. JR's feeling good. His dogs looking like national champions.
Legend, cousin JR has done it again.
Thank you, JR. What a damn legend you are. Fire away with any questions. I probably missed a bunch of them. JR gifted Terry you. Terry, welcome to this wild-ass family. When does Elko take the LSU job? Well, maybe you haven't heard, but Elko just got a contract extension. So people are not touching this LSU job. Not right now. Not with the dopey-ass president they have. Not with the AD. No one knows if he's full-time interim. Not even the damn dopey president knows. The governor probably knows, but he's not telling them. I don't think anyone worth a shit's taking LSU till they get this figured out. So it's going to be pretty interesting. Pretty interesting. Still trying to figure out how Texas beat Oklahoma. That's a barn burner. Mike, appreciate you. Mike, do you think Lebby survives and comes back next year? I mean, who cares? Who cares? They're not going to do shit with him there. That guy, I don't think he knows what the hell he's doing when it comes to running a football program. But he's just a quarterback coach and a play caller. So he's irrelevant. Anything else? Bama out of the SEC championship. Not so fast, my friend. Not so fast. Bama and Georgia have the same conference record, if I'm not mistaken. Yes, indeed. So Georgia is better, right? 7-1. Georgia 7-1. Bama 6-1. So right now, again, right now it is Georgia in there. But if Bama beats Auburn, they'll be 7-1. They've got the head-to-head. It'll be Alabama. Alabama's got the edge over Georgia. So Alabama is not done for the SEC championship. But currently, Georgia is in that position, if that makes sense. Mm-mm-mm. Why would anyone good take the... Yeah, of course. That's kind of what I'm saying here. Appreciate you, Chris. Mike, is Missouri's RBU these days? I think they are. Hell, going back to... always forget the list because it's so damn impressive. But now you got Ahmad Hardy. And then before that, I mean, last year you had Carroll and... Carroll and shit, Nate Noel. And then before that, Tyler Beatty, Larry Roundtree. I mean, yeah, Missouri under Drinkwitz, RBU. I think there's a case to be made. Case to be made. Peanut butter pussy. Are you smelling a Vandy choke versus Kentucky? No. Vanderbilt 2 weeks to prepare? They ain't choking. Now, they may choke in Neyland Stadium, but I don't think they're choking against old Kentucky. I really don't. Texas, 8-4, like that. I'll donate a lot. Sooner ace, Texas, eliminated for playoff. Oklahoma still in. That is incorrect. Sooner ace, Texas, still alive for the college football playoff. Now, getting your ass handed to you in Athens didn't help. But they could still get in there. They really could. They really could. If they, let's say they whoop A&M's ass, They're the only team that beats A&M. Texas is going to make a, they'll have a strong case to get in. They really will at 9-3. They may be the only 9-3 that's got a strong case out of the SEC, but they'll have a good case, believe it or not. They're going to need some help, though. They're putting it in the committee's hands, which is always dangerous. Always dangerous. Serial killer. Them Gators are auditioning for their future coach, but didn't want to upset him with an L, so they take that. I mean, that makes sense because they were playing really well till the fourth quarter, and it, they kind of let go of the rope a little bit, got a little wonky there. So I think you're on to something. I think you're on to something. Pop goes the culture. Appreciate you. Lane's ego isn't going to let him go do something at another college that's already been done when he could be the first to do it at Ole Miss. I don't think that makes any sense if you look at his track record. He went to the Raiders. He wasn't going to rewrite the Raiders record book. Then he went to Tennessee. He sure as hell wasn't going to rewrite the record book at Tennessee. Then he went to Southern Cal after Pete Carroll. He wasn't going to rewrite the record at Southern Cal. What you just said, he would have stayed at FAU. If that, I don't think he gives two shits about what you're saying. I mean, if that was the case, he would have signed his contract extension at Ole Miss already and be done with all this. I mean, we could sit here and live in fantasy land, or we could live in reality. I live in reality, but fantasy land does sound nice when you're about to lose your coach. I will admit that. UGA misses the SEC championship. They get a bye. That'd be nice, wouldn't it? That would be nice. Yeah, oh yeah. Shit. I thought I missed one of the better Missouri running backs, Coey Schrader. I mean, that guy was a damn beast. That I didn't think he was that good. And then he steamrolled everybody's ass there at his final season. All right, what else we got here? Texas. That's what their offense looked like tonight. What in the hell? I kept waiting for Arch to do something. This was supposed to be his legacy game. I was watching it with my dad. That's what I kept saying every drive. All right, here's where he wins the Heisman. And then he'd throw a pick or fumble the football or throw it into the dirt. If Texas goes 8-4, how hot is Sark's seat? I don't think it's hot at all. I don't. Now, if he keeps applying for every NFL opening, it might start to heat up. But they're not crazy enough to run his ass off, I don't think. Not yet. I mean, just a bad year. You guys need to lay off Marler. Not really. You should probably double down on it. I'm just saying. Shout out, Glenn. We appreciate you, buddy. Oh, and all day. Ooh, I think I just, these are coming in hot. I keep missing them. I apologize for that. All day, Trey. I see you with the five, but it won't show me who. Glenn, we appreciate you, buddy. Who did he gift? He gifted Goodnight Gunner. I hope that's Gunner Stockton here celebrating his big ass win. How about Gunner? Man, Gunner's looking better and better, isn't he? Heisman? I don't think so. But I don't think he gives two shits about that. He wants to make the playoff and redeem himself after last season's playoff failings. He's going to do a hell of a lot better this playoff run than he did the last one when he was forced into action. Shout out, Junior. Gators played hard, at least. Almost got him. Good night to all the cousins. Great day of football. Hey, that game played out like I thought it would. I don't know what the hell happened against Kentucky. I mean, I think we all know they kind of quit there at the end, but this is what a day. I can't imagine being a Florida fan this year. This team's loaded with talent. They could play with anybody, literally anybody on their schedule. They play with Georgia and play with Ole Miss. They went toe-to-toe with A&M for a lot of that game. They had 5 turnovers against LSU and lost by 10. I mean, this legitimately, and people make fun of Josh Pate for having him as top 10. They could have been there. They could have been there if they didn't completely shit the bed. They had the talent to get there. Mm-mm-mm. But that's the difference. There's a lot of teams in this conference that have talent, and they don't make the plays. And Florida made, aside from Texas, they didn't really make any great plays consistently in any of these games. Mm-mm-mm. I hate it for him. Hate it for him. Absolutely hate it for him. What else we got here? Carl, really, reality equals low T Heupel. At least Heupel kicked old Boo Carter off the team, apparently, sounds like. So maybe he's winning back the locker room a little bit. Pop goes the culture. I don't know what this is in reference to, but I don't want to bet because I don't know what you're talking about. Hatchet, the results are in. Georgia, you are Texas daddy. Yeah. I mean, Georgia's basically everybody's daddy except for Alabama. I mean, A&M can't beat Georgia. Of course, it would help the SEC actually schedule those two to play each other, but they don't, so we'll never know. Liquid, it's classic Florida this year. Play down to the bad teams. Yeah, and get up for the good. That's excellent. Excellent point by you, Liquid. I mean, that's coaching right there. Rick, shout out Rick. Man, imagine being Rick, living the life. The only team undefeated, regular season and in the SEC.
It's Texas A&M's biggest fan, Cousin Rick. Giggum, Aggies.
Appreciate you, Rick. Respect to the Gamecocks. Aggies find another way to win. Giggum, Aggies. Next. Just keep finding ways, man. Heart of a champion right there. Champions of life. Cody, Marler going to drop 100 F-bombs over Bama and being unable to provide rational takes on the rest of the SEC. That's fair. That's fair. Frank Miller of Daredevil fame? I don't know. Big Frank Miller fan. Oklahoma beat Bama and Texas gets BTA belt to ass from Georgia. Great day to be a Sooner fan. Hell yeah, it is. Shout out Norman River Wind Tornado. Where are the Sooners in the AP poll? I don't know. That's a great question. I don't keep up with the AP poll because it's largely irrelevant. But let's look at where they are right now. AP poll, Oklahoma's 11. Texas lost. That's good news. So jump them. Bama lost, of course, because you whooped their ass. So they'll fall. I mean, conservatively, 8 or 9, probably. Maybe higher, but maybe 7. 7 at best. AP poll's kind of stupid. Dogs, welcome! Appreciate you, brother. Serial killer's back. Venables checking the rules on his defense, being allowed to also play as the offense. John mid-tier. Can't you just let him have it, you old serial killer? Crazy bastard. Freeze. I mean, now we're getting to the candidates that would actually take this LSU job at a reduced salary. Shane, appreciate you, buddy. If you are one position game, who do you want? Arkansas, Auburn, or South? God, I think I'd just shoot myself in the face if those were my options. But one possession game? God. I guess Auburn, now that they got rid of Hugh Freeze's ass. It wouldn't be Auburn if he was still there, though. It'd be anybody but Auburn. But Arkansas, they'll just choke it away. Carolina, they won't get a first down. They'll take 3 sacks. So, yeah, got to go Auburn. Oh, I feel dirty just answering that one, Shane. Give me – how about teams that people are excited about, not the Suicide Watch squad here. Liquid Flames. Oh, wait. We already got that one. I've been drinking again. Let's see. Mm-mm-mm. Shane, appreciate you. Tuck fixes. Sark, never going to beat Georgia. He's not elite at all. Above average at his very best. I'm starting to agree with you on that. Well, I mean, I kind of already said that about Sark. But he was starting to prove me wrong. And now he's Texas 8-4. With this roster, that is kind of borderline inexcusable. Misevaluations on the offensive line. What the hell is this offense? They can't run the football. They got all this money in running backs. Yeah, I mean, it's baffling, isn't it? And Arch has not developed to his potential. Mm-mm-mm. Not good. Not good. Good night, Gunner. Appreciate you. He gifted. Da-da-da-da. Trying to find it. We do appreciate you, Gunner. Hey, Gifted. Ryland.
Ryland, welcome
to the family. Mike, you're going to go on with Fine Bomb this week? I don't know. I do it when I'm asked. I never ask them to come on the show. I think that's inappropriate. What else we got? A&M 10-0, 7-0. Who is Texas 8-4 now? Well, Texas only got 3 losses. You got to hand them that 4th one before you can call them that. I feel like that should be the rule. Ryan, appreciate you. Nobody wants Georgia right now. Kirby put his Johnson on the table, and Sark promptly ran out the room. Per usual, excellent analysis. Excellent analysis, Kurt. Yeah, I think that's fair. I think even, I hate to say this because it contradicts my power rankings, but A&M and Georgia meeting Atlanta. Buddy, that's a hell of a game. That's a coin toss. That's an absolute coin toss. I mean, A&M just played their worst game, at least their worst half, maybe their best half, too. Buddy, that's a hell of a game. That's like a national championship game right there. Pop goes to culture. Pick an SEC team who you'd pick to beat Ole Miss. A&M and Georgia. Boom. Easy. Serial killer. Sooners should start the golden foot kicker as a quarterback. He kicked it to the receiver. You crazy bastard, but that is funny. I'll give you that one. All bullshit aside, who has Arkansas has beaten themselves but somehow cover a spread? I'm questioning if someone has taken a dive. You know, I was saying that with, not exactly that, but with my dad. I mean, all y'all jumped on Sam Pittman's ass week after week. He can't win a close game. Get Pittman out of here. Get us a real coach. We all love Bobby Petrino. And what's he done? Close loss, close loss, close loss, close loss, close loss. Maybe it wasn't Sam Pittman. You can't blame all the... At this point, Bobby Petrino's got like twice as many close losses as Sam Pittman does this year. You can't blame that shit on Pittman. Cannot. It's a talent problem. It's a talent problem at Arkansas. You got Talon Green, and you got a couple linemen that are good offense and defense, and that's about it. You just can't win if you don't have talent. You don't have it. Mitchell, how does the SEC championship picture look now with the Bama loss? You may have missed it. A&M's in right now, subject to change, and Georgia's in. Right now it'd be A&M and Georgia, but Alabama holds the tiebreaker over Georgia. So if Alabama beats Auburn, they're in. And if A&M loses, this could be interesting. I'll share it on the screen here. The updated SEC standings. We can look at next week's schedule too. But we can go through some scenarios, perhaps, if I can figure it out. So this is where we're at today. A&M's number one. Hopefully you guys can see that. Georgia 2, Ole Miss 3, Bama 4. But again, Alabama. Ooh, I don't know if Alabama technically has the edge over Ole Miss. I really don't. Texas. I don't think Texas got a shot. Neither does Oklahoma or Vanderbilt of making the SEC championship. Now, all these teams still alive. All of these teams alive for the playoff. So let's look at, there's this website here, SEC Tracker. Ignore my pornography up there. We got A&M 1, Ole Miss, Missouri, Georgia, Oklahoma 1. Let's say Tennessee wins next week. I'm just picking the favorites here. Texas over Arkansas, Vanderbilt over Kentucky. And then we go final weekend, right? If Bama wins and A&M wins, it's simple. It's going to be A&M and Bama. But let's say Texas beats Texas A&M and all the rest of the favorites win, then it's going to be Alabama and Georgia. But what if Alabama loses to Auburn and A&M wins against Texas? We're going to get A&M Georgia. Now, what happens if Texas beats A&M and Auburn beats Alabama? Then we're going to get Georgia and Ole Miss. These are probably the only scenarios that are still alive right now. Because Georgia and Ole Miss are done. Right? So I think those are our only possibilities right now. Oh, I don't think anybody could see what I was doing. My bad. I was doing it on another screen, which was great podcasting. Let's look at... maybe I'll do that over here. Hold on. Stop sharing. One more time. So this website's pretty awesome. So this gives you a breakdown of what's happening here. Again, so these are the games that just happened, right? So we got all the winners. And then I'm picking just the favorites. Now, this may not... favorites could not win next week. Something to keep in mind. But if A&M wins and Alabama wins rivalry weekend, then it's going to be A&M and Alabama in the SEC championship. If Auburn wins and A&M wins, it's going to be A&M and Georgia. If Texas wins and Auburn wins, it's going to be Georgia and Ole Miss in the SEC championship. Let's say Texas wins and Alabama wins, it's going to be Alabama and Georgia. So we still have a many different combinations that could play out. It's going to be pretty damn wild here. I want to look at this real quick. Next week, the schedule is kind of shitty. I think it's Cupcake Weekend here in the SEC. Indeed, it is. Let's see if I can share this. Next week, we got some real barn burners here. Come on now. Arkansas at Texas, that'll be a 2-touchdown spread probably. Tennessee, Florida, I mean, that might be the best damn game. Sanford, A&M, who gives a shit? Missouri, Oklahoma, we'll see who Missouri has at quarterback. Could make that interesting. Charlotte, Georgia, who gives a shit? Eastern Illinois, Alabama, who gives a shit? Mercer, Auburn, who gives a shit? Kentucky, Vanderbilt, there we go. The fact that that may be the best game gives you an idea of what a shitty weekend this is. Coastal Carolina, maybe that's a good game. I believe South Carolina is shitty enough to lose that. And then Western Kentucky, LSU. So that's our week next week. Ugh, it's going to be hard to pump that one up. All right, what else we got here? Howdy, howdy, says Token. Win is a win. He ain't leaving. Say it. I hate to say it. I think he's gone. I think he's gone. Anybody that missed it, Kiffin was asked after the game about... I don't know the direct question, but maybe I should ask the guy what he... I was speaking with the reporter that asked him it, but he was asked about, you know, the Florida speculation, and he said, now is not the time. That's disrespectful to the game that just got played. So basically, he avoided it. Again, this man's got literally every opportunity to say, I'm not going to Florida. I'm going to stay here. He is not taking that opportunity. For what reason? I mean, is he still trying to squeeze NIL? I mean, the team's just locked up a playoff bid. I mean, how much more can he squeeze Ole Miss people for? I mean, let's use our brains here, right? If you ask me, what am I going to do next week? If my girlfriend came over and be like, why is that other woman in there? And I'd be like, listen, that's horribly disrespectful to ask me at this point in time. As I just got out of there, don't matter what we were doing in there. This is horribly disrespectful for you to ask this of me and this woman right now. You think she'd just be like, all right, yeah, that's fair. That's fair. I mean, how stupid do you have to be? I mean, he can shut this down at any time. He's not doing it. And as the days go on, I don't know what to tell you. But I don't think he's staying. Ed Orgeron to the piggybacks. Moonshine sales going up. No. I don't know why the on three ran with that, but they did. But they did. It will not be Coach O. That's unless he's going to be an analyst. I can see Coach O being an analyst at Arkansas. He's not going to be the head coach. If he is, burn that motherfucker down. All right. I may have used that excuse. Perhaps. And it didn't go over well. What else we got here? Loan me $12,000 so I could pay for Lebby's. Is that all it is? I would imagine Mississippi State, maybe they can't afford that based on their head coaching decisions. What else we got here? All I see is Ole Miss people mad that because they can't handle the truth. That's all we traffic in here is the truth. Show me where Lane Kiffin said he's staying, because I haven't seen it yet. Just locked up a playoff. He's not even talking about that. Give Gunner a Heisman seat? No, I don't think so. I don't think he's in the conversation for that. Your inside folks that assured you Lane was going to Florida, maybe not listen to them anymore. I don't know what you're referring to, but no one assured me of anything. I don't know if you listened to the show, but Cousin Danny, it's been a while, man. How you been? Mike, you're spot on with the disrespectful comment. Makes it pretty obvious what's going to happen. Yeah, I mean, come on. How old are we? Are we children in here? Yes, Rick, you missed the power rankings. Rewind. Anything else here? Sounds slicker a bit in the making. I don't know. You must be drunker than I am. Anything else? I mean, I'm not seeing any questions here. I'm just seeing angry commenters. Anything else here? I'm running out of steam here. And I'm out of whiskey. I feel like pouring more, but I might get kind of crazy if I do that. Where's Cousin Shane at? Is he want to ask me about Auburn and Kentucky again, or what a damn day? But maybe for Cousin Rick, let's recap the power rankings, and then I guess we'll end this one. But power rankings, number one, of course, A&M. Even though I kind of have talked myself into Georgia number one, but Georgia number two, just by the slimmest of margins. That would be a hell of a game. That's kind of the game I want to see now in Atlanta. Ole Miss, number three. Unless Lane Kiffin leaves tomorrow, then I may dump them down the list. Oklahoma, four. Bama, five. Texas, six. Vanderbilt, seven. Missouri, eight. Tennessee, nine. Kentucky, 10. Auburn, 11. LSU, 12. South Carolina, 13. Ole Miss, 14. Florida, 15. And Arkansas, you're dead to me, 16. Beamer job in jeopardy? I don't think so. I could be wrong, but I don't think so. I know they're mad. Boy, are they mad. But no, I don't think so. I don't think it's in jeopardy just yet. I really don't. Maybe I'm crazy, but I don't think. I think he's fine. No, I'm not going to rank the coaches right now. I've been drinking. It's way too much for me. All right. Anything else? 60 seconds. Best question gets answered. Otherwise, I'm wrapping this up 40 minutes in. Ryan, appreciate you. What SEC team would take the quarterback they have over Gunner? Would take the quarterback they have. Vanderbilt for sure would take Diego over Gunner. I don't think Gunner could run that system. Do you? If you do, you're lying. Could Gunner? I mean, this is going to sound crazy, right? But this is what you're asking. You're asking, would they take the quarterback over the one they have? I mean, I think I know what you're asking. You're trying to be like, well, who's better than Gunner? But that's not how I'm taking it. I'm taking it. Can Gunner run Ben Arbuckle's system? I don't think so. So as crazy as it sounds, like, I don't think Oklahoma would take Gunner over John Mateer, because Gunner is, he's a hell of a player, and he's executing Mike Bobo's system. We gotta get away with, I mean, this is like the oldest cliche in football, right? Like, the quarterback gets too much credit, too much blame. Gunner's not like some All-American whooping everybody's ass. I mean, they got these amazing running backs. He's got an insane amount of talent at receiver and tight end, and the offensive line's coming together. Now you're probably listening to that and you're like, well, what the hell? Why do you hate Gunner? It's not about hating Gunner. He's making the plays. He's playing awesome. But, I mean, come on. I mean, I think Taylen Green's better than Gunner. Now, Arkansas sucks ass. He's got no help around him. If you put Taylen Green on Georgia, I think they'd beat the shit out of everybody. They'd be undefeated right now. So, I mean, that's another one. I think Marcel Reed in the second half is better than Gunner. Now, first half, Trinidad is probably better than Gunner. So, I mean, that may sound disrespectful to Gunner, but Gunner's got a shit ton of help, and he's got an outstanding coordinator. Hell, you guys want him fired half the damn time, but Mike Bobo knows what he's doing. He's one of the most prolific coordinators in Southeastern Conference history. But, Gunner is, he's not a high, I mean, this is crazy talk. That's crazy. All right. I think that's it. Before I bash anyone else here. All right. That's going to do it for this episode. I'm going to go drink some more whiskey, and we'll be back tomorrow. Shane Bieber gets fired. Lane Kiffin takes a Florida job. Whatever happens, we'll be on emergency style. And if not, we'll see you tomorrow. Same time as always, 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 Central, for recap. All this madness. We'll catch you on the next one. Bye-bye.
Hey, buddy, this beer's for you, Mike, and Cousin Shane. That SEC podcast loves the pirate, and the pirate loves that SEC podcast. Hail State.